I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pint, white wine, and an orange.
Ah, yes. One of the finest moments in soap history where, what was his name again?
Paul.
Paul Brennan. He orders some drinks at the bar in McCoy's. Ah, pint.
Paul Brennan, who's had an awful lot of luck with ladies.
He's the Ian Beale of Fair City.
He is the Ian Beale, yeah.
And if you like Fair City, there's a game coming up in today's podcast that you can play. We did it last week, and we have part two this week.
On balance, it's about Sex and the City 2, so, you know.
And how similar both shows are.
Something for everybody.
It's all about sexy times in the city. So we're here. It's a brand new world. It's 21-01-21. Joe Biden is leader of the free world. Trump is in Florida.
Do you know it'll be weird tonight now at 9 o'clock and 21 minutes past and 21 seconds past? Then it really will. Like if there's a full moon as well.
21. Do 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 do. So how are you today?
I'm good. I still can't get used to the reg plates. That's kind of confusing as well. It's a first world problem for lots of people.
The 21-1 is it?
2-1-1. So I go, is that last year? Is this 2-1-1? I don't know why. My head just can't get around it.
I'd say you drive around looking at the reg plates, do you? Because I never notice things like that.
I do in January, yeah, because I like going, oh, nice car, new car, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. People do it. My own missus will say, oh, I saw a 21-1 car.
What about when you were younger? You play yellow reg and you have to give someone a dead arm.
I used to play near beer.
Oh, how did that work?
Okay, so now, again, it was during happier times when we were running around the Garden of Eden and we didn't even realise it. So you'd be on a bus with your buddy.
Bus buddy.
You're on a bus with your buddy and you're heading into town for the night.
Yeah.
And you would say near beer if you passed an off licence on your side of the bus or on his side of the bus or a pub. So you say near beer and you'd see one. Now, if they saw your pub and you didn't see it, they get 2 points.
Oh.
And I can't remember what we used to shout.
Game.
It was a near beer game, yeah, and whoever scored your first round or something like that.
Now,
always drink responsibly. In fact, don't drink at all.
You would have been, you know, teenagers on buses. You would have been reasonably posh, you know. You wouldn't have been carrying anything offensive. Carrying anything offensive.
Oh, like a flick knife?
Yes, that kind of stuff. That wouldn't have been your seat at all.
Pretty much weapon-free most of my life.
My question is, were you down the back part of the bus or were you a few rows up from the back?
It depends.
Yeah.
It would depend on the bus and the route. There's certain routes where I wouldn't go down the back at the top because there'd be fellas smoking spliffs and cutting the seats up and I just didn't want to engage.
Yeah.
So if it was a quiet
bus...
It's
a territorial thing, like, isn't it? It's...
Yeah.
Like I spend a lot of the time growing up as a teenager on the 75 maybe.
Yeah, 75 is a nice bus. I can get into, yeah, there can be some dodgy.
It goes to some mad parts though.
It does, yeah.
And it waits forever. Jesus, it's the slowest bus in the world.
I used to go out with a girl from Rathfarnham and I used to have to get the 75 from Monkstown. I had to walk down to, and it was like an hour and then I'd have to walk from the Yellow House all the way up to where she lived.
Jim, that was a lot. Just to hold a hand, you know, that was a lot.
Well, there was more than holding hands going on.
I'm sure it was
I must
loads,
have been fond of her, yeah.
Yeah, like for anyone knows the area, the Yellow House, all the Ballyboden Road, you'd be gone up there and up past Buglers and the Tune and Fork. Jesus, like.
If I could go back in time, I'd have a car while I was dating her.
And then when you were finished, so if you stood around or you watched a movie together, whatever, I don't know if it was dark, you'd walk all the way back down to the Yellow House.
I'd stay over some nights.
Right. I can see why.
No, it was kind of a good laugh house. So I knew her brother as well, which you had to sort of get permission from the Pope to go out with her. It's kind of breaking the code, isn't it?
But anyway, yeah, the back of the bus thing was either. I still think now it's territorial, but now, I just wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't bother. It's still, look, there's still going to be someone either smoking a spliff, maybe, or with Dutch gold, maybe, down the back of the bus. That hasn't changed.
I don't mind that as long as they stick to themselves.
Keep to themselves, yeah.
It was nice.
That smoking, that would annoy me.
I would get up. I used to have the same place I'd go. I'd go up the stairs and I'd sit sort of slightly opposite to the stairs, not exactly opposite the stairs, but slightly opposite the stairs on the other side, get a window seat, headphones on, and just watch the world go by. I used to love that.
My thing is, I'm like playing, what's that game that you have to move the yoke around the metal?
Buzz.
I'm like that on a bus or a dart. I hate touching those yellow poles because they're crawling, right? And because of COVID now, everyone understands.
Gloves now, wouldn't it be?
I have to use my hips or something to try and balance myself.
Oh, like a fella on the waltzers.
Yeah, I'm not touching them. So I lean against them, and if the bus is still moving, I'm trying to go down the stairs, I lean against them, but I'm not touching them.
Would you not use even your elbow to... What did you do on a train, like a dart, like it was going to a sudden jolt?
I try and use my core. I've been thrown around a few times in the dart. Not knocked over, but yeah, that jolt, and you kind of...
Well, if you get good at it, it's like if you worked in a fairground, you can actually do it without using your hands, but it wouldn't be advised.
Just not touching the poles.
Yeah, but nobody's touching the poles anymore. Now it's all gloves.
Oh, I know.
You're wearing your rubber gloves now if you're getting on the 75.
What an image.
I used to be a big fan of the 7. That was my bus.
The 7?
Yeah,
7. I think I was ever on a 7.
Oh, yeah, well, why would you be? You were driving cars from the time you were 14.
That's very true.
So, yeah, I get on the 7. The 7 used to go from the Keys... all the way out to Dunleary and then up through the Noggin, and I think he used to turn around Loughlinstown and back again.
Something about the bus though, the anticipation of going into town, meeting your mates, not knowing what, you know, the next few hours are going to bring, who you might bump into. It's kind of giddiness. Now I know if you're just going to work on the bus, it's not giddiness.
No, but like when you start using public transport, it's the crack. Like when you first get your day ticket for the dart and you're getting off at stations for the crack, messing.
Right.
With your mates.
Yeah, so it's, you see, I only associate buses really and darts with going on the sesh.
All right.
Which is a good thing to associate with them. You know, if I'm going somewhere else, I'll be driving.
Right.
Or maybe on a Dublin bike.
What? Where did you have your first pint?
I think I had my first pint in the Yellow House.
Was it, were you of age now, Nobby?
I was in a function room upstairs. So I was in a band.
You were in a band?
I was in a you know this, Jim.
Oh, I thought you meant like a rock and roll band.
No, I was in a concert band.
The Red Hot Chili Nobbies.
At Farnham Concert Band. And I could play the trombone.
Yeah, it was an orchestra that was more than a band.
No, it wasn't an orchestra. An orchestra has strings.
What were you playing like?
No,
like,
the trombone.
I know, but what kind of tunes?
Nothing you know.
All right, it was a classical, was it?
I think sometimes you'd get a conductor who was... bit cool, and they might have the Indiana Jones suite or something like that.
Yeah.
So after you play the concert hall every Christmas time, that'd be like a fundraiser, and then that was my
that's a good one.
It was the function room, and see, I don't want to get it was a long time ago, and it's retrospective crime.
I'll tell you my one. It was on the Keys. It was like near where the Laughter Lounge is now. I don't even know if the pub is still there. And the barman just didn't care. So there was nobody in this pub ever. And he just didn't care. And we found out that this guy didn't really care. And we went there for a few
times. It's amazing though, like of all the pints you've had and drinks over the years, you really do still remember that first. Such a grown-up feeling. The fact that you're like a pub, I'm having a pint in a pub. And then obviously in my case, I probably shouldn't have been. Probably off by a year. So that had an extra element of it. The other thing I won't remember or won't forget is having pints in the morning time. Whether that's going on holidays or you're away somewhere that the rules don't count, you might normally wait till lunchtime. Doesn't matter.
We used to do a thing for a long time. We used to go to a pub in Dalkey at around midday on a Sunday and have scoops and then go for a mammy dinner.
Yeah.
Everyone would be coming over for the mammy dinner.
You'd be having thirds, never mind seconds.
Oh, man. You'd be asleep by 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Class.
Yeah, obviously, you know, if you don't drink, you can't relate to this, and that's also cool. You know, that's fine.
There is something funny, though. I think every sort of teenager, or every teenage boy I know, when you go for a pint with your dad, where everyone's both well aware this is not your first one. It's your first one with your dad.
It's, you don't speak about that.
No, you
it's
don't
unspoken.
Speak. It's like, oh, thanks a million. What is this? Is this? Is
what
this,
am I meant to do? Do I drink this now?
Do I let it settle? Do I? Oh, yeah. Right. And then it's like, vroom. You've done that before, have you? No. That tasted like another
but
one.
Then I got cocky. So you take your first thing, and then you. I was in Clonakilty then again with the band. It was a good social outlet. I've only ever been to Clonakilty once.
Did
amazing.
Any, was any girls in it?
Oh, yeah, of course there were girls.
Is that why you were in it?
My first girlfriend is where I met her.
Was she on the tambourine?
She was a percussionist.
I knew it.
How did you know it?
I don't know. Sheila is a percussionist. I just think females who play percussion instruments are very attractive.
Yeah.
So you've got the trombone. She's on the percussion.
She's percussion. I used to go and
when she like turn around and when she was doing her triangle and go, hey.
No, she was one of those girls that, and this kind of, again, so much to do with love and relationships is wasted on you when you're 15 because you really don't have a clue.
Yeah.
You think you have a clue. And she was really, in front of other people, maybe she was just embarrassed by me, I don't know. In front of other people, you wouldn't have ever really known. And it wasn't we were hiding anything, we were just two 15-year-olds. It was all, that was very professional.
Oh.
She wouldn't, if I did do any of that turning around, she wouldn't even look at you.
So it's kind of a dancing on Dancing with the Stars kind of vibe, strictly.
Like, well, they have affairs.
Yeah, but nobody knew you were having a ding-dong. It was all...
They probably might have thought something, yeah. It was weird like that, you know. And at the time, I really kind of felt, God, like, she's obviously not that interested. But now, as I'm older, maybe the young one just didn't want everyone knowing her business.
Yeah.
But then I used to go and walk outside her school every day and kind of collect her.
Oh.
She was a bit older than me as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Not massively older, the way you said nice.
No, I know, but it's always, I think it's an achievement because girls are much more mature than boys.
Yeah.
So to get a girl older than you to even... acknowledge you were alive.
I think it was only a year or two.
That's like 5 years. When girls are 15, they're like 20-year-olds. And boys are like 12-year-olds.
Yeah. And then, you know, then there's the afternoons where you watch telly together when the parents aren't home.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, I think my dad's coming, right, better go. Dad was in the army. You don't want to mess.
No,
like,
you don't want to mess.
I actually only saw him a few months ago. He was walking the dog. I was down near my parents. It just kind of gives you the Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Behave yourself. Anyway, look, if you are 15 and this is all ahead of you, we're kind of, you know, everyone's usually in life they go, look, if I hadn't done the things I did, I wouldn't be where I am now. Generally, if you're happy in a happy place, that's how you feel. So it's grand. But if you are 15, a little bit envious of all the messing that's kind of ahead of you.
All right, it's very exciting, all that stuff.
It really is.
And if you're listening, you can get in contact with us. You can give us your feedback and let us know your pub where you had your first Scooby-Doo. And you can tweet us at Jim Jim Nugent. I'm on that on Instagram and Twitter. And Nobby's, just search Nobby FM4 and you'll find him.
Did you end up moving in with that 15-year-old boyfriend or girlfriend of yours that, you know, you never drifted apart?
Yeah, you hear that. That happens.
Did that happen for you?
Mm. Well, let us know.
So coming up on today's podcast, something that you did not know about McDonald's and if you go to a drive-thru, I did not know this.
Which way is the right way to face in the shower?
Yeah.
Apparently there is no right or wrong way, but we find out all about you guys. We'll talk about Joe Biden. That's coming up in a few seconds. Things to look forward to in 2021.
There are some things. There are some things.
We will play round two of Fair City or Sex in the City. I couldn't believe that we got such a reaction again. And next week we've got a new competition in a similar vein.
Right.
Won't tell you what it's called just yet. And we'll chat about Manchester United and all their happy times.
We're delighted for Man United fans, in case you can't wait till the podcast rest to find out. We're very happy for them.
Very, very. Oh yeah. Chuffed. Delighted.
And thank you for getting our podcast, streaming it, downloading it, telling someone else that we do this. If you've done that, thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's the 21st of January. Why is that date ringing a bell to me?
21st of January? Just because it's a month since the shortest day of the year. The grand stretch is a month old now. I don't know.
It's the 21st of January. I don't know. Anyway.
Just to level with everybody, you may have seen presenter salaries from RTE. You can never remind people enough that we work in commercial radio. It's not the same. We don't earn Ryan Tubridy's wages. We're just normal like you. Amen.
Well, no, I speak for yourself. I have a private jet and I have a limousine.
I get here so quickly.
I have a driver.
You do have a driver, yeah.
I have a laptop.
Have you got a butler?
I do have a butler, yeah.
Right, what's his name?
Jeeves.
Jeeves, very nice. Yeah. Very, very regal.
I've got loads of help. I've got a gardener and I've got a butler and I've got chef, a personal chef who makes me my favourite ravioli.
The funny thing about
when I clap my hands twice like this.
I don't want to make it too personal, but the man who said something last memorable from 1990, he said nothing memorable since, or maybe the football hasn't given us anything to say, man, it's memorable since, is on €190,000.
I know, he's great.
He's good, yeah, he's good.
He's great.
He's a football commentator.
He's more than that. He's the voice of a nation when we need him.
Welcome in to Lab 4.
Anyway, look, forget about that.
450?
There's bigger things happening in
the world. No, that's pretty big for some people. It's pretty big.
The 46th president of the United States.
What's that got to do with us?
A day of history. A day of hope. Great pictures of Joe Biden and Kamala sharing a smile. Now, she's not wearing a mask. They're fist bumping. He's wearing a mask. She's not wearing a mask.
One thing they weren't changing yesterday, and we know this from our job, there's a little grey covers on the microphones on the podium yesterday, and they were wiping everything down except changing them.
Oh, you want to be changing them?
They weren't changing them.
Ah, come on. That's basic.
So as you're talking and spitting away into one of them,
you'd be safer here.
We all have our own ones.
Yeah. I call mine Fidelma.
It should be called Big Red.
Big Red. So here's what happens. So immediately after his inauguration, at exactly noon yesterday, Joe Biden was handed the so-called nuclear football, a briefcase that's always at the president's side. The briefcase is carried by a military aide, contains nuclear attack plans and the mechanism for authorising the nuclear codes.
So, like, if something kicks off, he's like Batman. He opens up that suitcase and takes out some contraption.
Trump had that for 4 years.
I never even saw it on him.
Like, surely when Saturday Night Live was doing a particularly bad sketch about him, he was getting a bit twitchy.
But could they not tell him in his ear what to do or something? It's a bit old-fashioned to have a suitcase that he flips open. He probably won't, like, the code. You wouldn't remember the code in the panic. And then what's in it?
So then he did his ecker. He had 17 executive orders. He reversed loads of Trump's things. He rejoined the Paris Agreement. And he's
that's good.
Allowing Muslims to move freely back and forth into America. A lot of Trump's sort of questionable things have been reversed. Although I do, you know, I see an awful lot of Irish people who are huge fans of Trump. Like they really...
How so? For what?
Well, they just think he's great.
Can they quantify that statement?
No. I don't really, like when I see that they are again, I move on. So anyway, congratulations to him. Now, they're calling that posse of people from Mayo who are distantly related to Joe.
Yes.
The West Wing, they're calling them now.
Oh, God. There's lots of photographs. And look, there was children in the picture, so I don't want to be too mean.
I know, it's hugely exciting. Like, you're related
to
a president.
Yeah, but they had balloons up, like, as if he was coming over today.
Yeah, but he is going to come over. So they're...
You these just said you'd try stop me, but, like...
These people are actually related. It's not like fella in Moneygall who, like, was, like, his great-great-great-grandmother, you know...
Drove past Barack Obama.
Yeah. And, like,
he's... And then a petrol station.
He would pop up everywhere. Like, these people, like, I feel sorry for him. He's...
No, look, his roots are in Mayo, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he will definitely come there. Because, you know, they've all got...
I'd say there's more chance of Trump coming to the west coast of Ireland first.
For his golf club, yeah. Probably.
And no one there is saying a bad word about him because it creates jobs.
A court of appeal has overturned an award for 56 grand damages to a woman who was scalded when a 10 euro glass jug bought by her in Dunstores shattered when she poured hot water from a kettle into it.
I would have thought now, I would always be wary of pairing pouring hot water into a glass.
It was claimed that when she poured the water into the jug to make tea, it suddenly shattered, showering her legs. Duns denied the negligence, and Mr. Justice Seamus Noonan said, "It's universally known by reasonable adults of normal intelligence that boiling water or very hot water has the potential to shatter
a very sassy statement from a judge.
Well, this jug, when it was sold, had a sticker on it, don't put hot liquids in it.
Yeah, but what about this judge? You know those glass teacups with the handles on them, and you could probably use them for
a special type of glass.
An Irish coffee.
Yeah.
What's the special type of glass, though? Is it tempered? Is it reinforced?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. For hot, if you can have hot drinks in it.
Someone of reasonable intelligence. All right, sassy. Put your wig back on.
So they reversed it. She was going to get 56 grand. Now she's getting nothing.
Doesn't even have a jug anymore.
No, the 10-year-old jug. She's down a jug as well.
Gone, yeah.
And she scalded herself, which is...
That's the sore part, yeah.
So I told you about this. Our world, let's get positive. 21 reasons to look forward to the year ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So I've got 21 reasons. Can you give me a number? I'll tell you the reason.
Number 13.
Number 13. NASA landing on Mars. NASA's... Perseverance rover is set to land on Mars on February the 18th.
Great. 11.
11. Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on. That is a bit of a distraction for a weekend. I like to slag it off. 3.
What? Did you do Eurovision normally this year?
Apple is rumoured to be releasing a new iPad, new AirPods and a new iPhone models this year.
Yeah, that's just marketing. 2.
Samsung. Okay. 2. All-Ireland Finals.
Up the dubs. 20.
20. Water cooler chats, cups of tea with work or wife, husband will hopefully resume when office life is back.
Our accountant got rid of the water cooler. We don't even have that.
Do we not have water anymore?
No.
Is that not a COVID thing?
Well, it's a constitutional European right, I'd imagine. Never mind COVID. That's 30 quid a year up now. 7104, here's Dermot Kennedy.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. He's in there.
Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy, he's one of the numbers. Let me find him now.
Playing the hits.
Work-life balance, cinema, yeah, hugs.
Five sold-out gigs.
Yeah, space, back to school, bring it on.
People seem to like him.
Wet pubs, gigs. Yeah, there it is. It's hoped the concerts will resume this year. Celine Dion is set for 3 Arena in April. Your best of luck with that, Celine.
Foxy's be camping outside 3 Arena for March when that happens.
April, I don't see that to you. Guns N' Roses. Marley Park in June, and Dermot Kennedy playing every available open space
everywhere
in June as well. Yeah.
St. Enda's, Marley, St. Anne's.
He must be doing about 21 Park. Gigs, is he?
I don't know, he's visiting 21 countries at the moment.
I'd be worried about him doing that many gigs that close together with that kind of raspy voice he has.
Yeah, a lot of shouting. You'd have to take rests in between, wouldn't you?
Does he have any slow ones where he doesn't really, because he seems to belt out every track?
Throaty. Throaty is the best way to describe that. So yeah, gigs. Well, look, when are they saying, like, the second half of the year?
There's no point in even speculating until
the date on it.
No, if we're in a massive lockdown still, you know, I can't see loads of people being in the field in June. Can you?
No. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Does anyone know?
If they start dropping vaccines out of helicopters, and more of it comes on, then maybe. If you can go to your Lloyd's pharmacy or whatever and someone just goes chirp, see you now.
Yeah.
That'll be different. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Right, we did a little shout out a little while ago, and you know what? We haven't done it this early ever. So this is your boarding announcement. Could we please hear from Lynn McGee from Artain?
Lynn McGee? Yeah.
This is your boarding announcement.
You have to do the official boarding.
Okay.
You know, if people are sort of listening out for the bongs, that's only fair.
Lynn McGee from Artain. This is your boarding announcement. You need to send us back a message to say that you heard your name. And that's it. Then we can all move on with our lives and get more people into the final to go to Thailand.
Lynn McGee, you can send us a voice message if you want, or just a text message on 0876797104, but we'd love to hear your voice.
I do like when people send us a voice one about it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, lads, I can't believe it. Now, she was last online at 7:09. So has she run upstairs to brush her teeth? Has she missed the shout out?
So do you know what's happening with this?
What?
If people have to go to a meeting or have to, you know, go and have a shower or something, they're getting their friends to listen for them.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. So
someone else to babysit your speaker or your phone or your radio or whatever, yeah.
So there's more people coming in. So if you're dropping in as a sort of an FM4 monitor, good morning to you and welcome along.
What do I have to do? If those two fellas on the radio, those two Muppets, if they say my name,
I hate those fellas.
If they say my name, just shout up to me, yeah?
Okay.
That's the message you'll have to say to whoever is babysitting your radio. So good luck, everyone. More chances to qualify for it coming up very soon, but that's who we're looking for this year. The gate will close in 29 minutes.
It was such a hit last week. We've brought it back. Now, I was planning on only bringing it back for one more time, but you're upset. And said, oh, no.
It's a good game. It's a good game. Right, so how it works is it's two very famous shows. One's called Fair City, one's called Sex in the City.
And you will be surprised when you listen out for it how similar they are in dialogue. So all you have to do is I'm going to give you five of them here. You can play along with Nobby here now.
They're actually that similar last week. I think I got one out of five.
You only got one out of five last week.
I'd do anything for that man. The things I did for him, and it was bloody fair.
Yeah. So if there's any, if you want to play along, just give us the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and just get either write fair or sex on each answer, okay? And send it into 0876797104. And then during the next song, we'll work out how did Nobby do and how did you do. So
yes, we will.
And one of you will get two cuddle mugs for playing along. Okay, are you ready to play again?
Uh-huh.
Fair City or Sex in the City? Here comes your first quote. It's like the blind leading the blind. Sometimes it helps to talk to somebody objective. Okay.
It's like the blind leading the blind. Sometimes it helps to talk to somebody objective. Objectively or objective? Bad grammar might be Fair City.
Fair City, he says.
Yeah, okay, Fair City, yeah.
Okay, here's number two. That's number one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. Here's number two. This one's only thinking about going and getting herself knocked up. Thanks. I knew it.
Definitely Fair City.
Fair City, he says. That's two of them. Here comes the third one.
Don't send us guesses yet. You have to wait till all five now, everyone.
Send us
relax.
An all five, yeah.
Relax.
If I want something cute and cuddly to look after, I get myself a kitten.
Definitely Sex in the City. That I say Samantha said that.
It's a good line, that.
It's kind of
sarcastic. Which show is it from?
Samantha.
I'll tell you in a few minutes. Number four. I'm repainting my bedroom. A red bedroom, just one wall.
A red bedroom, just one wall.
I'm repainting my bedroom. A red bedroom, just one wall. Oh, this is, by the way, this is my Sex and the City sexy voice, if you're wondering.
Are you doing your Sex and the City voice because that was Sex and the City?
No, I'm doing it for them all to throw you off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that was Fair City.
Fair City, he says. Okay. And finally today, here's number five. Fair City or Sex and the City?
Looks like we've all been taking stock of what's important. I'll leave you lovebirds to it.
Oh. You want to read it like that, and the music's underneath it. You don't know, do you?
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. Did Nobby do any better than 1 out of 5 last week? Did you do better than 1 out of 5 last week?
What were my answers again? Just give us them there. What did I say?
God, you said. I think you said Fair City.
I think I had 2 sexes and 3 fairs.
You said Fair City. You said Fair City. You said Sex in the City. You said.
What does everyone else say? WhatsApp us. We'll find it after Harry Styles. It's F104.
It's Robert Alarm Clock. It's F104. Lots of you guessing it. I'm not seeing anybody get it right. So
no one's getting it right.
Not anybody. I can tell you, Nobby, the pressure's off. You didn't get 5 out of 5 anyway.
Did I get more than 1 out of 5?
Well, let's go through your report card and see how you did in week 2 of Fair City versus Sex in the City. So...
It's like the blind leading the blind. Sometimes it helps to talk to somebody objective, okay?
Nobby said Sex in the City there. No, you said, sorry, you said Fair City.
Fair City, yeah.
Fair City for that. Let's find out.
Was it Fair City?
It's like the blind leading the blind.
Yes.
Sometimes it helps to talk to somebody objective.
No,
fair.
Okay. That's a no.
Oh.
That's no. So it was actually Sex in the City. Number two.
This one's only thinking about going get herself knocked up. Thanks, I knew it.
You said definitely Fair City.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
This one's only thinking about going to get herself knocked.
Keep that yourself, thanks.
I knew it.
Keep that yourself, thanks.
You got one.
Okay.
Let's see how you do.
What was the third one?
The third one was,
if I want something cute and cuddly to look after, I get myself a kitten.
Samantha.
You said definitely Samantha from Sex and the City. Here's where it came from.
If I want something cute and cuddly to look after, I get myself a kitten.
You're joking. I wonder who she was talking about there.
That was Fair City. I can't remember that character's name. The blonde girl.
Yeah, she got into trouble with one of the bishops, I think, didn't she?
She's one of the bishop's cousin.
Yeah. Right. I wouldn't stop them.
Okay, so back to the game. So it's only one so far for you, Nobby. Number four.
I'm repainting my bedroom. A red bedroom? Just one wall.
You said Fair City. Let's find out.
It makes no sense that the one wall.
I'm repainting my bedroom.
A red bedroom?
Just one wall.
Oh, Sex in the City, Nobby.
Why? Like, why would you do that?
Somebody says this is the best game ever. You've just made my day. And the fifth one.
Yeah.
And final one.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we've all been taking stock of what's important. I'll leave you lovebirds to it.
Nobby said Sex in the City. If you don't get this, you're going to score 1 out of 5 like last week. Have to. You said Fair City for this.
Was it?
Looks like we've all been taking stock of what's important. I'll leave you lovebirds to it.
Alright.
You said Sex in the City, sorry. So you only got 1 out of 5 again.
Shock.
I'll have a look at your scores, everybody, if you got it in before we started doing that. So and you had all 5 right, you get 2 cuddle mugs.
Can you recap what were the right answers then?
It was sex, fair.
A lot of people close, but yeah.
If I find one of you that's right, you'll get 2 cuddle mugs. Fair. It's a tough one. Sex, fair. Instagram is on the way.
Perfect sex. Perfect sake. Or Sex and City.
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Gary's in Ballyfermot. Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
You're in a storage unit.
I am.
Are you in now, like?
Yeah, literally just got in.
So is that one of those self-storage places?
No, it's for a hospital.
Oh, okay. Those self-storage ones always remind me of Breaking Bad. I feel like Walter White going around them.
Yeah, he used a big one before and it was very like that inside.
Very handy. Right, so you store hospital stuff. Excellent. So you are a frontliner.
Well, nearly.
Nearly, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Now, Gary, the highest score this week, we've had a 6, a 7 and a 6. So, 7 is the one to beat. Obviously, if you give us 10, we'll give you 1,000 euro.
Happy days. I'll be happy with a 4.
Oh, God. Okay. I think you're going to surprise us, Gary. Come on.
I hope so.
You can do this.
10 questions, 1,000 euro. They're doable today again, Gary. They are so doable.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
I sent them to you. Blah, didn't blah, I? Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, Gary.
Please hold. Your call is very important
hold.
To us.
Please hold. I thought I sent them to
you. We got distracted in the Fair City game. It's a good game, in fairness.
The reaction from the Fair City game is just. Did you play along, Gary? Did you?
Did I win?
No. Did you?
Is it over?
These aren't the questions. Here come the questions.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What would you be doing if you were having a flutter on a horse?
Then.
What yellow underwater cartoon character lives in Bikini Bottom?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What TV show consists of 5 strangers cooking for each other and then rating it out of 10?
What's that mean to be cooked for people?
You know that show.
Yeah, I do now, but I can't think of it.
What puzzle contains clues in both a cross and down?
Crossword.
True or false, Irish band Hudson Taylor played at Joe Biden's inauguration dinner yesterday?
False.
What Glaswegian singer won Song of the Year at the Brit Awards last year?
Jerry Cinnamon.
What item is measured in carats?
Diamonds.
What sweet manufacturers make jelly tots, fruit pastilles and Rolos?
Roundtree.
Who is older, Dermot Kennedy or The Weeknd?
The Weeknd.
And Canberra is the capital of what country?
Australia. Jones, come down with me.
It is. Come down with me. Came back to you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't go back. Just like relationships, we never go back. Never go back.
Well, I tell you what, Jerry Cinnamon is not the right answer, but it has made me think of a Nod Your Noggin song.
Oh, yes.
What about Canter?
No.
Find a clean version of it.
The bad news is, Gary, you didn't win, right?
Yeah.
The good news is you got the highest of the week so far. You got 8.
Yes.
Oh, no way. That's heartbreaking.
We'd technically give you,
8 and clear come down with me.
We'd have to give... I know we can't officially give him a 9, Jim, but it is a 9, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's an 8 with the brackets in 9. Well, yeah, I couldn't have given it to you because we can't go back. That's one of the rules. But, look, it came to you in the end, but you're out of time as well. So.
Yeah. And your own was Lewis Capaldi, wasn't it?
Lewis Capaldi.
Capaldi, yeah.
You were so close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were so close. Better than the 4 you were expecting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot better, yeah.
Highest of the week. Gary, another day would have happened for you.
Yeah, it would have. See, I'm only awake, so I can't really think straight this hour. But.
Oh, man, if you'd have woken up half an hour earlier, I think you would have got a 10.
Yeah. Quite easy.
Yeah, thanks for that.
look after yourself. We might talk again on Instagram.
All right, cheers, lads. Nice.
Have a good day. Gary. Oh my God, it's Strawberry Alarm Clock at F104. That's what United fans last night said when they won again. Do they want to keep Pogba now? Is Pogba,
oh yes,
is he okay again?
Yes. So everything was a couple of months ago. Think about where things
it
were.
It was Fulham now. Fairness.
I know. But they wanted to get rid of Ali and they wanted to get rid of Pogba.
Yeah.
And things weren't all good at the mill. And
it's
now
Paul, because he sounds cuddlier then.
Paul. Pauly boy. And I tell you,
Now they want both of them to stay.
What a difference. Now, apparently years ago,
yeah,
way back in the day of the early days of Fergie, his first season was dire.
Oh, it was. There's no apparently about it. It wasn't his first season. It was a while.
Yeah, it took a while.
Half the board wanted to sack him.
They have to stick with it. This way,
I read his autobiography.
When you keep moving the managers, it doesn't work. So they stuck with him and then it started happening and then it was like the rest is history, obviously. So
This is taking a while. But Ollie is at the wheel.
Ollie's got his name engraved in the wheel at this stage. Ollie's wearing leather gloves and holding the wheel tight.
Yeah.
Ollie's holding on with one hand and waving out the window at the
wheel.
He's
even brought his own radio into the bus. That's how comfortable he now is.
And Pogba's down the back.
Paul
doing mooners out the back.
Yeah.
Having the crack.
Where are you going, Paul? You're going nowhere, buddy.
And he's got a smile on his face again.
It's great. I'm delighted for United fans.
He was a grumpy puss.
Yeah.
Now he's a happy lad.
Donald Trump's gone and United are back on top. You know, 2020's looking up already.
Alright, don't overdo it now.
Now a lot of you are suggesting I think that was for Graham who picked 2010. A lot of you are suggesting years. 2008, please.
If you're suggesting a year, let us know what happened. Did you go on a hot date? Did you
it's a bit of a backstory.
Did you fall in love?
Did you fall in love, yeah.
Did you find a puppy and bring the puppy into your house and you remember the year really clearly?
Did you go to Australia and then come back again? Whatever it is, if you help us out with it now, we could actually be planned for tomorrow's show.
Oh.
And that never happens.
So, like, we're looking for something that happened to you and maybe a song that reminds you of that. But it has to be a banger.
Yeah.
No weebies.
No ifs, buts or maybes.
So, Cole Sprouse. Everybody knows Cole Sprouse. You know Cole Sprouse? You do, but you don't know. I bet you nobody right now knows who Cole Sprouse is. If you do, you're hardcore.
Sprouse.
Even Crossy wouldn't know who Cole Sprouse was.
Go on, anyway.
Cole Sprouse played Ross's son, Ben, on Friends.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be a band I hadn't heard of.
No, it sounds like a band, doesn't it?
Cole Sprouse.
Live Wheel in the Academy.
Anyway, so the Friends crew loved to poke fun at him for his crush on his co-star, Jennifer Aniston.
Blondie kid at Fringe, wasn't he?
Yeah, so he was 8 and he was in love with Jennifer Aniston. You know when you're 8 and you fall in love?
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, she's lovely. The two shared the screen on the famous sitcom. And speaking on the Drew Barrymore show, Cole Sprouse says the crew couldn't help but tease him about it.
I was teased a little bit by the crew because they saw it and I would just forget and be looking at her like, but then the whole world had a crush on Jennifer Aniston.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, man. That just means, you know, you were breathing.
And that's the thing about it. If you're 8 and you have a crush on Jennifer Aniston, she'll pick you up, put you on her knee, and give you a kiss and a cuddle and everything.
Unlike everybody, good spanking there for some reason.
No, unlike everybody else who had a crush on her, and she'd be probably ignore them.
Get to sit on her knee. No,
she'd be like, "Oh, you're so cute." And she's like, "Oh yeah, thanks."
Imagine how jealous Gunther was.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is the 40th birthday. Sarah Michelle Gellar
says 40.
She could see Buffy the Vampire Slayer continuing, but not as a reboot. She celebrated her iconic character's 40th birthday on Instagram overnight. The character 40?
So Sarah or the character? Buffy, well, her version of Buffy can't be 40. 20 maybe.
Hang on, let's work it out. No, she couldn't be 40. No, she couldn't.
No, the actress could be 40. Absolutely. Let's try
it. If somebody has a story, how to share that power and modernize it and tell it, great. Don't reboot Buffy. If you want to continue the story of Buffy's legacy, of the Slayers, of all of those, we've left that open for you.
The Slayers? Is that Brittany or Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Sounds very like her. I had a look at that thing. You know the new that we were talking about yesterday? I can't remember the name of it.
That thing.
The thing that sounds like Hogwarts, but it was all shot in
Wicklow. It's called Winx.
Winx, that's it, yeah. So I had a look at the trailer. It's not like Hogwarts. They're all teenagers. It's kind of like Home and Away meets Hogwarts.
No vampires, no wands.
They're
no.
snogging each other and they're teenagers.
So that's normal.
And there's fire coming out of their hands. But it's very similar, but apart from that, it's a teenage, like there's a bit of, it's a bit Selena, scary and it's a bit sexy. You know?
Selena and Shannon were always wearing the faces off young fellas in Home and Away at the back of the trailer park.
Yeah, the beach was the best for the old snogging, wasn't it?
Yeah, I stood on that beach. I saw the little fence where they go down with to have a good cry.
Is it bigger than...
That's a lovely beach, yeah.
Does it feel bigger than it looks like on TV, or is it...
It was reasonably long. It wouldn't be a... It might be a Killiney more than a Portmarnock. Killiney,
that's what I always thought it looked a bit like a Killiney.
Yeah, no, rocks like Killiney, but the width-wise, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nice beach. And you would think because it was, you know, a tourist attraction, it would be filthy. But it wasn't. It was very nice. I even saw the outside of the surf club, which is just they shoot the outside.
Because everyone's so familiar with it, because that was like when you're in.
It's still on.
I know it's still on, but when you're in school, like that's your big thing to watch.
There's people watching it now who I don't know if it's the people who originally watched it or new people. I don't know. Anyway, it's 5-7 on F104. World hasn't changed that much just yet. Although it feels a bit easier or something. I don't know. What's he going to tweet when his first with his account? I mean, I presume they'll unlock him again.
I think they're going to unlock him, yeah, but...
What was the story with the Village People as he exited stage?
What's that got to do with...
Because I could hear the instrumental of it start, and I was like, that's not Village, is it? And then...
Did you see when they got off the plane? They get on the chopper outside the White House, yeah. And Melania is wearing black, right? Yeah. Like she's in mourning. And then when she gets off in Florida, she's wearing a big flowery, kind of mad looking.
Yeah, well, there's enough room in Air Force One to have a change.
No,
you know?
they come down the steps. I've seen the movie. Together.
Yeah.
And then
she walks off.
He stops. Yeah, he stops to wave at the crowd, and she just walks into the car. I saw somebody tweeted and said, "If I don't have to do this anymore, was a person." And she just walks off and gets in the car.
I think he's trying to be all still presidential, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah, we're done."
What else is there left to say? After she says, "God bless America." It was the weirdest sugar show I've ever seen.
Do you reckon that she'll say, right, in our contract it says, once you're not president anymore, I don't have to do this, I'm leaving?
Or possibly. I don't know how long they were married previously before it all kicked off. But anyway, we'll see you again in some shape or form or fashion. Oh God. Does Tony Stark not have a kind of butler? Or is he like...
No, he eats butlers. Butler's chocolates. Lash them into him.
No, like he had a... Like a Bond Q type guy, I think.
Not sure. Katy Perry wore red, white and blue at her show-stopping Firework performance. I love that song. I think that's a cracker of a song.
Firework.
She closed out the historic inauguration day yesterday. And there wasn't that much fashion going on, apparently. Kamala wore purple, because she's a fan. Oh, what? But here is Katy Perry singing Fireworks.
Bye.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Katie.
We met her. That's good. I like that song.
Look, I mean, can Biden be that bad? Even if you do call him Sleepy Joe, if Tom Hanks wants to be involved.
Yeah.
Like, if Tom Hanks is on board.
And did he have Garth Brooks involved to, like, swing over some of the rednecks?
I don't know. Maybe to get the people who live near Crow Park on board. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there's like a,
You know, I found it one interesting fact about Garth, or Gareth Brooks, as we like to call him, yesterday. Yeah. He doesn't allow his music on Spotify. You won't find him there.
He's not all bad then. He's decent enough.
But that's a double win for some people.
Yeah. Demi Lovato's Nails performance of Lovely Day by Bill Withers at a Celebrate America inauguration event yesterday as well. Would you like a bit of that?
I'd say you might shout yes over this as well, would you?
Yes!
Yes!
And the world's all bright with me.
She's a great singer.
Go on, Demi. Go on, Demi.
Just wanna look at you.
Release it. Yes. Yes.
Well, look, we might as well go for the hat trick. So then J Lo comes out looking all savage.
Oh no, J Lo's not great on the old pipes. Yes. Charlie's Angels, how are you? All right there, Joe.
Yeah, Sleepy Joe. I had the best singers.
Bill Clinton had LL Cool J. Somebody popped it up on Twitter yesterday. Yeah, it was mad.
He also played his own saxophone at his own inauguration. So that was yesterday.
That was fun, wasn't it? Drake has postponed his upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy.
Why?
For a second time, because that's the name of my album.
All right.
On his Instagram stories, he explains it's due to a serious knee injury which required surgery and rehab. Drake was originally hoping for a 2020 release, but then pushed it back to January this year. But now he's confirmed the album will be out this year, but not for a while.
Okay. Like everything, it's hanging in the balance this year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Just that Demi Lovato was very good.
It was very good.
If I was
going
to pick a favourite of the three, I'd probably say Demi.
Yeah, me too.
Followed by Katie.
Baseline on that.
Followed by J-Lo.
Yes.
Leave him alone. He's Post Malone. It's 7:52 on FM 104.
So if you missed this like me last year, so it was ITV's quiz, the thing about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with the coughing and all that jazz. I missed it. You saw it, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's going to be on RTE this weekend. 3-part miniseries starring Aisling B.
Yeah. So this was on ITV towards the end of last year.
That's right. So it's all about the guy who had somebody in the audience coughing him the answers. Like 1, 2, 3, or 4.
And your man plays Tarrant, Michael Sheen.
I love Michael
and
Sheen.
His mannerisms of Tarrant are spot on.
I'd like Michael Sheen to be my friend.
I can't remember Aisling. I don't think she's a massive part in this show. She's not one of the leads ransom, but she's in it.
But he went out with Aisling B.
He did.
But not, I think it was all over by the time they were filming this.
It was.
See.
Anyway, no, this is worth your time. They did it 3 nights in a row on ITV. I don't know if RT will do it that way.
The most popular game show in the world would become an obsession for some.
I could give you the number of someone who helps quiz fans onto the show.
There's a room in London where we gather the finest pub quizzers in the land.
I want to phone a friend, my cousin Jeffrey.
But ignore the lights, ignore the sound.
Unbelievable!
This is theft.
Quiz, a new 3-part drama, starts Sunday at 9:30 on RTE1 and RTE Player.
The ending, I presume it portrays pretty much what happened, is mad. Yeah, it was pretty good. And the interesting thing was, like, these were quite well-to-do people.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't the definition of scrouts by any nature.
And if you're a fan of the TV show Succession, like I am, Tom Wambsgans is the guy who plays Ingram.
He is
the son-in-law who's married to the redhead daughter in Succession.
He's very, very posh.
He's very good.
Very good actor. It's called Quiz. Starts Sunday. Sure, why not? See what you think.
So Amanda Burns, Nobby, who
Bynes,
the hell
is... Bynes, Jim. Bynes. Gone, Amanda Burns is from Drimna.
All right.
She used to be in Disney, so... And there was... You know, she was a thing maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago. Anyway, she's back now. This is her moody track, Diamonds, Diamonds, on my neck, on my wrist. Where we party all night. I just don't. Is there any other Disney star who's gone on to be a rapper? I mean, I know Timberlake, but he's not. He's not a rapper.
Well, Miley Cyrus did a bit of not rapping though.
It's fairly different to, you know, how you came to be famous. Anyway, Bynes is back.
Joe Exotic has released a statement after learning that he wasn't pardoned by Donald Trump last minute, as the hours dwindled. Apparently, he had a limo waiting to pick him up.
How do you do a statement when you're in prison?
It's
already on Insta stories.
You access to pens and papers, don't you?
Yeah.
His real name is Joseph Allen Melando Passage.
Did not know that.
He expressed his disappointment in not getting the pardon. I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump, he wrote on Twitter. I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, we're all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends all come first.
Tell us how you really feel.
And then... The Donald gets on a plane playing YMCA.
That's the bit I really understand.
It's a massive gay anthem. Like,
do, 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 do. I was like, is this really why? It was weird. It was so weird.
So he Steve Bannon got the pardon. Lil Wayne got a pardon, yeah. Do you remember that?
What, for his music?
No, he had a ding-dong with, like, he had a fight in a street in Europe somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And there was... He was going to be... I can't remember what happened, but anyway, he got pardoned as well. Lil Wayne.
Come on, Lil Wayne. He didn't pardon anyone in his own family. And there is a... It's they believe a letter was left. There was a joke going around WhatsApp. Or is it a joke? The letter, most presidents have left something positive and inspirational. His just says, Joe, you know I won. And then signed to Donald J. Trump. So we don't know if that's true or not. Hopefully it is.
Hope he left a bang of burgers, that's all he left.
In case you missed it, yesterday though, at the inauguration, and Tom Hanks was doing stuff, I think it was kind of early hours, our time now at this stage, but Katy Perry was there, she did a bit of firework. Then you had Demi Lovato, who did Lovely Day.
Yes!
And then J-Lo came along and kind of ruined it all. Although she could be saying something important.
She was saying, thanks to all the Latinos for voting.
Okay.
We got rid of them.
Knock the wall down.
So, Nobby, before you even get into the story, when you get into the shower,
yeah.
Describe what you do.
Turn it on.
Turn on the shower, yeah.
Have a sprinkle while I wait for the water to heat up.
Ah, you shouldn't do that. You should do that in the toilet.
I do it in the toilet. I turn on the shower and I go back to the jacks for a sprinkle.
Well, you're in the shower, okay?
Sometimes, yeah. It's okay, going down the drain.
So
like.
Are you facing the shower or have you got your back to the shower?
Everyone has their back to the shower.
This is the problem.
You'll drown if you go the other way.
This is the problem. So
you'll have water up your nostrils.
A girl has put up a thing about the shower and everyone is going... So some people are saying everyone has their back to the shower. Some people are saying everyone has their face towards the shower.
I don't want constant hot water on me thing.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have that hot.
I like it hot.
Anyway, one woman has divided the internet after she revealed that she believes the normal way to shower. And if you're washing your hair,
yeah,
some people didn't realize you can have a shower without washing your hair.
Yeah, but when you're in there, you might as well.
You
just
might
get
as
it
well,
all done.
But you can, like, if you're busy, yeah. So you can get in and you can have a quick shower.
Yeah,
so like an army gone.
It's paddy wash, but paddy wash only involves the sink.
I thought a paddy wash was like a can of Lynx.
No.
Okay. Anyway. So it comes down to whether you face the shower or face away. So everyone says they put their back to the shower when they're washing their hair to rinse.
Yeah.
But a lot of them stand facing the shower. if they're not washing their hair.
I just think that's constant hot, that's constant water in your face. You're going to feel like you're getting water.
Yeah, but you can move the nozzle down. You know, you don't have to. If the water's coming directly,
the nozzle down, where that gets even closer then to your right, genitalia.
You can have. So you got the shower above you.
Yeah.
Or you've got the thing that's on the.
I like the rain things.
Yeah, if the rain thing is on, yeah, it doesn't matter which way you're facing because it's coming down from you.
Unless one of them's coming at you from a different angle. Do you ever notice that they get knocked off their positions and you're getting squirted in the face before you've even got into the shower? I hate that.
I always change it to my own
setting. I rub those nozzles to unclog them.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in there?
Yeah.
And they're rubbing your nozzles.
Yeah.
So how long does it take to rub the clog out of a nozzle?
Not long. It's a limescale. Right.
One said it depends if you're washing your hair or not. Back to the shower then for rinsing. Otherwise, face the shower. Which people said, I didn't know that showering without washing your hair was even a thing.
Can we just do a quick check here for everyone on WhatsApp? Do you face the shower for most of your shower, or do you turn your back on the shower for most of the shower? I just want to find out.
Here's another one comment. Always back to the shower. Should never wash your face in there, as most folk have the water too hot.
Yeah, damage your.
I only ever spin around to rinse the suds off my boobs, she says.
There's an image. Washy washy.
Having a moment there. And I can't do either, said a fourth person. I have to take the hose off and move it over me, so I can't handle the water just falling from above me. I'm a freak.
Sometimes if I feel there's a bit more soap on the undercarriage, I might take the smaller one and then give it
you're
a spray.
Talking about your undercarriage.
Well, it's your showering, like, you know, it's part of it.
So you bring it down then, do you?
Yeah, and I squirt it under.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. That's the best.
Get right in there.
That's the best. Yeah, clean as a whistle.
It does clean the whistle.
Another said, I don't like my face in the water at all unless I've had a terrible day and you do that thing when they do in films where you put your hands on the wall, lean forward and put your hair streaming down like you've just blown up an entire planet and you need some time to think.
I also, if you're facing the shower, another thing is you have to close your eyes, and if I close my eyes for too long in the water, I feel like sharks are going to come. Like I'm underwater in a sea, and I don't like that feeling. So
I do like the back of the back of my neck getting pounded by water. That's a nice feeling. It's like, oh, just across the top of your shoulders, you know? Really high blast.
Come on, can we just do a little quick check? Do you face it or do you turn your
face
back to it?
Face the shower mostly.
Face or back? Face or back? Come on, always
not directly on the face. Good.
6797104.
It's very bad for your complexion.
Face or back? Face or back? Let us know, please. Okay, so the results are in. The results are in.
A lot of backs coming in. Always standing facing it to take the shower hose down to have a wash the bits you can't get to.
Yeah, I think maybe ladies do that more than fellas, I don't know.
You have to face the shower, says Stephen. Back to the shower, always back, only turn to rinse.
I think, I haven't counted them, but I think we'd be going with 90% of people have their back to the shower for most of the shower.
My mum won't let me have the immersion on long enough to have a hot shower, so I face it.
Oh no.
Always back, only turn to rinse. And we have an audio message.
Nobby seems to be obsessed with his nether regions.
We're talking about showers, you know, so.
Yeah, but you did mention your nether regions 3 times.
Ailish.
Yeah.
I think there was a point with though. I was talking about why I don't want to face it.
No, you do. You talk about your nether regions when it comes to jeans as well, and uncomfortable and playing pocket
boots. Yeah, I don't understand young fellas who wear really tight jeans. Obviously, as the generations have transcended in Ireland, people's things have gotten smaller. Because 18-year-old lads can wear really tight jeans that they shouldn't be able to wear.
That's why their voices are so squeaky.
I think that's it. I think that's it.
Can I have a pack of brown hair and hips, please?
Their muscles are getting bigger, but those parts are getting smaller.
No, in fairness, fashions in the 60s and 70s apparently were really, really tight around that area as well. So
yeah, so why Harry Styles
it's
can
a fashion
reach,
thing.
Reach the high notes. Face it always, unless I'm rinsing my hair.
Both. I like to mix it up, says Niall.
So hang on, Leanne. When you rinse your hair, you turn. Okay, so
she turns around to
the
rinse. So she puts her head back.
Yeah.
Is that right, Leanne? And then you let the suds go through.
And like, but was it you who said it about rinsing off soapy
boobs?
Boobies.
Soapy boobs.
Surely
yeah.
The water does it itself. You don't need. You actually need to turn and face your boobs.
Well, if you've got your back to the shower, you can't just leave your soapy boobs. You have to turn around and let your soapy boobs get washed clean.
And like, would you have to lift up your soapy?
Stop saying soapy boobs.
Soapy boobs.
Anyway, it looks like a lot of you mostly shower with your back to the shower, but
yeah,
I've been talking about there with Nobby across you. I reckon I do a bit of both myself.
What, you got soapy boobs?
No, I face it first and then I probably turn around because I like that feeling on my back.
Girls, can you all just send us in the words soapy boobs in your best share voice? And then when you're all clean, you can get down to business. Or just go to work. Anything else though, lads? Yes, we do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.